Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you and joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to be with you this morning.
So happy to be here together.
Absolutely. Well, and we want to welcome you, Mighty Companion. Thank you for being with us. We're going to be discussing Lesson 75, The Light Has Come. And this is a 75th lesson in A Course in Miracles workbook. If you're new to our podcast, we encourage you to go back and begin from the beginning. It doesn't have to be January 1st. And if you would like to participate with what we've been working at this year through A Course in Miracles, you can find our previous lessons at blogtalkradio.com/Course Mastery, and you can do a search for the best hour, or you could find us at our website for our spiritual community, truthought.org. We hope you'll join us there, and please add yourself to our email inner circle list, and you'll get updates on Zoom gatherings and other things that we're doing in our ministry. So either way, thank you for joining us today. Let's join together for a brief moment of silence before we continue. Let's take a good deep breath. The light has come.
The light has come. You are healed and you can heal. The light has come. You are saved and you can save. You are at peace and you bring peace with you wherever you go. Darkness and turmoil and death have disappeared. The light has come.
Today we celebrate the happy ending to your long dream of disaster. There are no dark dreams now. The light has come. Today, the time of light begins for you and everyone. It is a new era in which a new world is born. The old one has left no trace upon it in its passing. Today, we see a different world because the light has come.
Our exercises for today will be happy ones in which we offer thanks for the passing of the old and the beginning of the new. No shadows from the past remain to darken our sight and hide the world forgiveness offers us. Today, we will accept the new world as what we want to see. We will be given what we desire. We will to see the light. The light has come.
Our longer practice periods will be devoted to looking at the world which our forgiveness shows us. This is what we want to see, and only this. Our single purpose makes our goal inevitable. Today, the real world arises before us in gladness to be seen at last. Sight is given us now that the light has come.
We do not see the ego's shadow on the world today. We see the light, and in it we see heaven's reflection lie across the world. Begin the longer practice periods by telling yourself the glad tidings of your release. The light has come. I have forgiven the world.
Dwell not upon the past today. Keep a completely open mind, washed of all past ideas and clean of every concept you have made. You have forgiven the world today. You can look upon it now as if you never saw it before. You do not know yet what it looks like. You merely wait to have it shown to you. While you wait, repeat several times slowly and in complete patience, "The light has come. I have forgiven the world."
Realize that your forgiveness entitles you to vision. Understand that the Holy Spirit never fails to give the gift of sight to the forgiving. Believe he will not fail you now. You have forgiven the world. The Holy Spirit will be with you as you watch and wait. He will show you what true vision sees. It is His will, and you have joined with him. Wait patiently for him. He will be there. The light has come. You have forgiven the world.
Tell him you know you cannot fail because you trust in him. Tell yourself you wait in certainty to look upon the world. He promised you. From this time forth, you will see differently. Today, the light has come. And you will see the world that has been promised you since time began and in which is the end of time ensured.
The shorter practice periods, too, will be joyful reminders of your release. Remind yourself every quarter of an hour or so that today is a time for special celebration. Give thanks for mercy and the love of God. Rejoice in the power of forgiveness to heal your sight completely. Be confident that on this day there is a new beginning. Without the darkness of the past upon your eyes, you cannot fail to see today. And what you see will be so welcome that you will gladly extend today forever. Say then, the light has come. I have forgiven the world.
Should you be tempted, say to anyone who seems to pull you back to darkness, the light has come. I have forgiven you.
We dedicate this day to the serenity in which God would have you be. Keep it in your awareness of yourself and see it everywhere today as we celebrate the beginning of your vision and the sight of the real world, which has come to replace the unforgiven world you thought was real.
The light has come, and so it is. There is much to rejoice. Let's join together again for another brief moment of silence before we have a short discussion about this beautiful lesson. Let's take another good deep breath here now. If you'll allow yourself, you can feel the love pouring forth in this lesson. The light has come. It comes through you. When you open your heart and allow love to come through you, you are the light of the world. The light has come. You are healed and you can heal. The light has come. You are saved and you can save. We rise above the battlefield, the illusory world of thought, of the ego construct, and recognize, appreciate fully the truth about our brothers and sisters that can only be realized as we join with them in that truth and recognize the truth about ourselves. The Holy Spirit is with us. The Holy Spirit is the capital V voice for God. But it is also nothing more than your right mind. It is your true capital S self. The Holy Spirit is you. The Holy Spirit comes as you. The truth comes as you. The light comes as you. And as that light, as that knowing of truth, the world is forgiven by you, the new world arises. The light has come.
Beautiful. The light has come. I have forgiven the world. I have forgiven the past. And I am awash with the newness of all of life. That I truly in this way do not know what anything is or anything is for because it's being revealed to me anew. And so I get to be in the mystery of it all, the mystery of life, the mystery of the budding newness that is coming forth as the spring. And how grateful I am. There's a certain release, I believe, in this, in which I am really saying of my own self, I do not know. I do not know what anything is or anything is for. The past is gone, and yet I am safe. I am relieved of all of the burdens of trying to keep spinning a world of madness and a world of illusion and a world of unforgiveness and grievances. I don't need to spin anymore and toil in that way anymore. And I love the partnership and the holy relationship that is described in the holy tryst with the Holy Spirit, nothing more than divine mind, my right mind, within during the practice periods of this loving relationship that has been cultivated and established, that we can allow the trust that we have developed in this holy relationship, that we offer everything to this vision, to this will, to patiently allow everything to be revealed as it is, as God created it, as love, as beauty, as peace, as harmony, as wholeness. The light has come. I have forgiven the world. And I behold the gifts that are revealed to me this day. We dedicate this day to the serenity in which God would have you be. Peace, my friends.
Beautiful. You are the light. Let your light shine. Let love shine today. We simply and gratefully allow Spirit to be the guide today. Holding on to nothing and grateful for all that is, because all that is can only and always be the will of God, the truth. And so it is.
And so it is.
The light has come. Stay the course, mighty companion. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send